Richard Levesque just couldn't take no for an answer from an ex who wanted nothing more to do with him, a judge heard Monday. The Sault Ste. Marie businessman stalked the woman, constantly driving by her residence and turning up at her apartment. He kept doing it, prosecutor Heidi Mitchell said. He was an unwanted guest and showed up unannounced. Levesque repeatedly communicated with her, kept knocking on her door, texting messages and sending gifts, the Crown told Ontario Court Justice Melanie Dunn. She was fearful of him, and went out to supper with him, and he wouldn't let her out of the vehicle. The woman contacted city police on January 1st and he was arrested and charged. Levesque, 63, pleaded guilty to criminal harassment for his actions between May 1, 2023 and January 2 of this year. He also was convicted of breaching an undertaking on February 10 that required him to stay away from her residence and place of employment. The court heard Levesque has a criminal record with a significant gap in it. But his last conviction in 2006 was for similar incidents, Mitchell said. The assistant Crown attorney and defense lawyer Jasmine Gassi-Harnden jointly called for a 9-month conditional sentence, which her client will serve in the community, followed by 2 years probation. The owner of Northern Safety and Training Inc. has had no trouble with the law for 18 years, Gassi-Harnden said. He works a lot and feels remorseful for what happened. Levesque told the judge he feels bad about what occurred, then suggested it was a bad relationship on both of their parts. When she imposed the sentence, Dunn said it's in the range, citing the domestic violence and his criminal record as aggravating factors. The record is very dated with a lengthy gap, and pleas are indicative of remorse. She also noted that Levesque's lawyer said he was remorseful and had saved the victim from having to testify in court. During the first 6 months of his conditional sentence, he will be under house arrest. He can leave his home for work, medical emergencies and appointments, treatment and counseling. As well, he is permitted to be out on Saturdays from noon to 5 p.m. to obtain the necessities of life. For the final 3 months, Levesque will have a 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew. He can have no contact with the woman and must remain 50 meters away from her. As well, he can't have any alcohol, drugs or weapons throughout his home confinement. During his 2-year probation, he has similar conditions designed to protect the complainant. Dunn also imposed a 10-year weapons prohibition.